King, that in order for us to distinguish.
We'll read excerpt 31, item 31, from the texts about the advantage of flight out of darkness, from Abash, volume 1, the article, Peace after dispute is better than no dispute at all. The real work begins when one wants to scrutinize the intention of Lishma, which is for her sake, meaning that he wants to work without receiving reward. And in the work of intention, which is the true reason for which he observes the Torah and commandments, there begins the true dispute between good and evil. One wants to work for the Creator, because the Creator is called good and benevolent, as he is the bestower. Then comes the body, called evil, and interrupts him. For the will to receive for oneself is called evil, because the measure of din, judgment, is upon it, because there was din and tzimtzum, restriction, making it remain in darkness, and so it is unworthy of receiving any light. Because man is, by nature, born with the will to receive. He must work against this nature, and there lies the true dispute. It is such that it is not in one's power to defeat and subdue his will to receive and to have the capacity to work for the sake of the heavens rather than for his own benefit. And here it can be said that they are called two things which deny one another. That the will to receive is the polar opposite of the will to bestow. And then the third comes and decides between them, meaning until the Creator comes and makes peace between them. This means that the Creator gives one a gift, the will to bestow. Then, the evil surrenders before the giving of the Creator, and that receiver is now under the good nature of the person.